Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Move over, tech legend Larry Ellison. It's a ma world. Jack Ma, that is. Ellison announced his retirement yesterday from Oracle, the company he founded. But few paid attention to that yesterday as Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, founded by tech guru Jack Ma, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange today, being wooed like 10 Warren Buffetts. Anyway, Alibaba finally revealed its initial price share this week as the company goes public today, priced at $68 a share. Alibaba enters the market valued at more or less $168 billion. The company is China's largest internet venture, a complicated portfolio of different companies centered around a lucrative online marketplace where companies can sell products directly to customers. Think Amazon meets eBay with UPS and FedEx thrown in there somewhere. Joining me now is Robert Armstrong, head of the Lex column for the Financial Times. It's a Ma world, Robert Armstrong.
It is indeed.
We just live in it. So what do you make of this $168 billion valuation? About right?
Well, it looks right or even a little cheap just considering how profitable the business is. I mean, in the last 12 months, this company made $5 billion in adjusted net income, and it's growing at around 50%. So looking strictly at that,
only 50%.
you'd say, I'll put $168 billion behind such a venture. But the way the company is structured raises some questions.
Well, Alibaba's 50% growth also inflates the fortunes of Yahoo and some pretty smart hedge funds as well. Describe who in the United States benefits directly from this Alibaba float.
Well, the shareholders, the very big shareholders are, as you mentioned, Yahoo, which bought a stake very early on in the company over 10 years ago. Also, Masa Son, not in the United States, although he is also the majority owner of Sprint, the phone company, invested more than a decade ago, and he's made a small fortune. This deal, this IPO, actually made him the richest man in Japan, I believe.
Unbelievable. So what about the transparency of this company? I described it as a portfolio of different kinds of companies, some which seem to go together and others maybe not so much.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to know. The numbers are so big that it's hard to know exactly what's behind them. I'll give you an example. So the company says that about $300 billion worth of merchandise were traded using its online marketplace in the last year. Now, if you compare that to retail numbers, the sort of government retail sales numbers, it implies that about 8% of the retail transactions that were done in China in the last year were done on Alibaba.
That's crazy.
So, you know, how accurate are the government numbers? How much do we know about Alibaba's numbers? The numbers, it makes you wonder a little bit.
Are some of the companies off books before we go, like the fulfillment, the logistics companies?
Yeah, well, it's not so much that they're off books as much as you don't own them. So there's two very important parts of this company that shareholders won't own or won't own much of. The first is Alipay, which is sort of the PayPal for China.
Right.
And that is where a lot of the value in this business is captured. And that simply belongs to Jack Ma, and shareholders don't get a piece of that. And second, you have China Smart Logistics, which is the company that figures out how to get all these packages where they need to go across a vast company. And that is only minority owned by shareholders in Alibaba.
Robert Armstrong describing the complex deal that's worth $168 billion as Alibaba goes public. He's head of the Lex column for the Financial Times. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks very much.